dopamine. So depression could be one of them, but many won't. But they'll partake in these really, really risky behaviors.
Sheikh, I still want to spend a little bit of time about the danger of addiction and the causes before speaking about solutions. And if I'm going through an addiction, what should I do, right? But I wanna focus more on masturbation and pornography, which were your main focus in your thesis, right? In your papers that you have written. Now, what is the effect on somebody who is addicted to masturbation from very young age? The physical effect and also the relationship, the marriage relationship that eventually he will have. Should he or she be concerned about their potential marriage relationship if somebody's addicted at young age?
Yeah. So I think some of the discussion around, like, it can cause, you know, impotence or something, maybe that's a little exaggerated.
Okay.
There's other things. So first, what should not be ignored, particularly for young Muslims, is the psychological factor. That might be the biggest thing. The guilt and the shame of the cycle. Make istighfar, go a couple days, watch something, masturbation, extreme guilt, how could I do this, I'm worthless. This continues and continues and continues for years, and they don't have any place to go. That might be the single greatest challenge when it comes to this. Because they know, they don't need, you know, you or I to give them a khutbah about how this is, you know, watching pornography is haram. They don't need that. But they just don't know how to get out of it.
So but if somebody hears this, Sheikh, maybe he will say to himself, well, then I should not feel guilty. And if I don't feel guilty, then the problem is solved and I can just, be still involved in this addiction. Is it only about feeling shame and feeling guilt?
Well, this is for the general Muslim who does care. You know, people that don't care, they're going to do whatever they want, right? We're assuming that these are people who have, and we're all on our different journeys, at least have some level of care and commitment about Islam and about doing the right thing. Yeah. Those that don't, then they're going to do whatever they want. So that, the psychological aspect. The second is, the real concern, I think, as it moves along, is then that becomes the primary means of satisfying yourself. And again, because you get whatever you want, whenever you want, when the time comes for a halal outlet, it may not spark the same excitement or joy that you would have under normal circumstances, because you're just like, well, I can just get whatever I want, right? I just swipe my screen and I get whatever I want. So this, you know, and I'm not saying it's the only reason, but we see a lot of divorce rate amongst really all ages of Muslims now, especially younger Muslims. And, you know, you see this stuff in there, right? It's like, if you're just detached from the person you're married to and you're doing this on electronically, this started because your brain is used to it for the past 15 years. It didn't just start right now. So this can have consequences in the intimacy. Now, for some, they actually will have actual issues in intimacy, like performance and that. But it can potentially cause this distance between the spouses, because you just pull away and you go satisfy yourself somewhere
else. So what, in other words, it will make the intimate relationship less of a value.
It certainly has the potential to do that, yes.
Okay, does this addiction have an impact on the performance, Sheikh, when it comes to intimate relationship?
So I think there's debate around that. It certainly varies. I think some may say there's nothing at all. That's probably incorrect. Some will say, yes, every single person that does it, it's gonna, and that's probably not correct either. But it potentially can have an effect as well, yes.
So now, Sheikh, pornography is the same effect as well, right? It has an impact on looking at the intimate relationship in a different way. It makes it less of a value for somebody who's fully addicted to pornography.